Craig, we're going to start off. How about your opening thoughts? And then we'll open it up for any questions here.
I can't say enough about our team. They executed the game plan from the start to the finish. I know Rachel Backlemore, she's a heck of a basketball player, averaging 21 points, and our defense shut her down to 14 today. Great win by the girls. They refused to lose, and they went on a run. The girls stuck with it, and we made our free throws finally today. So.
To win this title, you had to beat fifth-ranked Carroll, third-ranked Covenant Christian, second-ranked Rochester, first-ranked Oregon Davis. I know you talked about, you know, this team maybe it'll take a lot to get back to this stage. To beat four of the other top five teams, what's that mean to really stake your case with the best team in the league?
What I've been saying all year is we had to prove ourselves in 2A. After winning state championship last year, people kind of lost respect for us because we went up to 2A and they didn't think we would be able to accomplish anything. And I think we really started coming together right at the postseason, which is when you want to. Right when you want to be clicking is when we started. We had probably our best game against Rochester, and then we followed that with Oregon Davis, and we played really well. And then today we came and we executed our game plan, and we came out with a win today too.
I see you came out firing. I mean, how did it feel just when that first jumper went down? It seemed like you wanted the ball to keep shooting because you obviously got a little streaky there, and I think you had 10 points in the first half.
Hitting those shots really boosted my confidence because I was a little nervous, and hitting those shots and just taking them really kept my energy going and got my teammates going, and we just played very good.
Willie? The whole postseason, you had 14 points and 7 rebounds in the first half. Just the way they were playing, I think I asked you this last week, feel that there was potential you could have a big game because they wanted to stop the guards from beating them?
Yeah, definitely. I thought I could really get under there, and they started fronting me, so then I just went for the back door, and they just kept, they didn't have the size that the other teams we played had, and so I really thought I could like kick it to our teammates and I can go for the basket.
What's this whole season kind of meant for you? Because I think more than anybody, you've improved drastic amounts even from when you first started in the middle of last year to the end of the season, and obviously this year, you really took off the second half of the year. And, you know, you're going to be a junior and be one of the leaders of this team next year.
This season was incredible. I know everyone doubted us, but I kind of had that confidence because we still have Cameron Alkin. She's the best player that I know, and we got new freshmen who are incredible, and just everyone has improved so much, and we all put it together today and played our hearts out.
Coach, it's pretty unusual to keep McLemore, I think she was 5 for 19 shooting tonight. Why do you think it was so difficult for her? What do you feel like you guys did stop her?
Our defense pressure. We started out face guarding her with Jenny Harkham, and she kept on driving past Jenny, and she got a quick foul, and then put Emma on her, and she got quick two fouls. And then we put Cameron on her, and Cameron shut her down. Cameron was fighting through the picks, wouldn't let her get to the basket. So our defense, Cameron's defensive pressure really locked her up today.
How important was that matchup, Cameron? You kind of put, kind of know going in that that was going to be a key to stopping this team?
Mm-hmm. Usually it's kind of the thing where every game of the postseason I've been starting on like their key players, and then I get a quick foul about 30 seconds in. So coach will get upset with me and I have to guard a different person. And we usually start off with Jenny, Harkham on them, and then if Jenny would get a foul, Emma would play on them. And so far in the postseason I haven't really ended up guarding key players, but I've been preparing for them like all week for all throughout this postseason of whoever I would need to shut down and guard. So I was practicing playing defense on her all week, so I was ready for it.
Great, the way you started off this game, throwing the ball away, the ball was slipping through people's hands, Emma has two fouls. You had to be a little bit concerned, and then the offense started clicking about the middle of that first quarter, and it seemed like it took off.
I was, and I told them pregame that the first 3 or 4 minutes that the girls are going to have nerves, especially the freshmen. So we had, I think, 5 early turnovers before the media timeout. And once that hit, I talked to the girls at timeout and said, hey, take care of the basketball. Okay, it's just another ball game. Play your game. Execute our game plan, and we'll be fine.
How big has it been rebounding-wise for this whole postseason run? Because she had 13 tonight. Just every game, it seems like she's the one that's been the difference.
Incredible. I mean, Livia's came a long way from last year, like you said before. She has put the time and effort in, and her pulling down some big rebounds, it just helps us a lot. A lot of times we rely on Cameron to get our rebounding, but Libby has stepped up throughout the year, and it took a lot of pressure off Cam too. I don't know how many Libby had, 13 rebounds, and Cameron had 9, so they both almost, Cam almost had a double-double, and obviously Libby almost had one, or had one.
It seemed like every time they made any kind of a run, you guys always had an answer. I don't think they got it under a 10-point lead in the second half. Can you just talk about your answers?
Every time, I think we were up 18, and I think they cut it to 13 by the end of the third quarter. And I talked to the girls in the thing. I said, girls, you can't. They're going to make runs. We have to go back on the offensive end and do what we do and take care of the basketball. And after they cut it to 10, we called wide, where all my 4 girls stay out wide, and I let my point guard Cameron go one-on-one to attack the basket when it's open. And we got to the foul line. I think we were shooting double bonus before the fourth quarter, so I told the girls, that's easy points to put on the board if we can get to the foul line.
Great. Obviously, when you became the head coach, you had the luxury of Cameron being a freshman, and you two kind of, over the years, just really bonded, I think. What's it meant to see her go out with 2 state championships? She's played in 2 volleyball state championships. I mean, one of the most decorated athletes that ever come through Lafayette.
Right. I mean, she's a gifted player. I mean, her freshman year, when I got the job, she came in, and I had to tell her to leave the gym. I mean, she was always in the gym, working on her game, working what she needed to do. And then it progressed the next 3 years. I mean, back-to-back state champions, and she's been in volleyball. I mean, her credentials, I mean, what she hasn't done is unbelievable. I mean, she is such a great player, great kid, great attitude. She's a great team leader. I think Cameron, in all my years coaching, is the one that on the floor, she is the true captain of the team. Her leadership on the floor, taking the young girls. She took Lexi and Kaylin under her wing this year, and she took Libby also last year and this year. Look, and both these girls turned out really well throughout the season for us.
For Cam, growing up, obviously, it seems like you love the game. Just, could you ever dream in any like this, your high school career, state championship, back to back, all the stuff, playing out in the Division I for? Just how special is it?
Yeah, I remember when I was in middle school, I went to a lot of elite camps at different schools, and I remember sitting down, and at every camp they would have a Q&A session, and everyone would always ask, each time it would be some girl would ask the girls on the college team, they would say, what was your favorite memory from high school? And I remember sitting there and listening, all these girls had won state championships like 3 years, 4 years, maybe just 2 years, but they had all won them, and they'd all done them in different states, different classes, and I just remember thinking, how awesome would that be? I mean, let alone just getting one last year, but then following up this year in 2A when no one really thought we were going to do anything is just, it's an incredible feeling.
Great. We talked about it and Cam just touched on it. This team, I don't know, people thought you weren't going to do anything, but I don't think they thought you were going to be as good as you ended up being. 25-5, is that beyond what you could have expected this year?
Yes, I mean, actually, our coaches, the coaching staff, we always go through the schedule and see what's a win or loss or maybe game or a 50-50 game. You know, actually, we predicted the to be 24-6 or 23-7. We really did, because we knew how good we could be if the girls put the effort into it. So, I mean, I can't say enough about these girls. They really worked all year long for us.
Libby and Cam, can you compare the feeling from last year to this year? Obviously, you know what it's like to lose in volleyball, so we won't go there. But I mean, it was such an emotional ride last year that I think it was probably hard to enjoy it somewhat because, you know, you really wanted to do it for Jeff, and obviously you did this year, but I think that this year you probably got a chance to feel it for yourself a little bit too.
Go first.
So we go first.
Okay, never mind.
This year it was unbelievable too. Like, I'm still in doubt that we actually won, but we did, and last year I felt the same way, and they're just both of these opportunities were amazing, and the result has been the same, and it's amazing. That's all I'd say.
For me, I think it was two different types of feelings. Last year, like you said, it was kind of an emotional ride because with the passing of Coach Jeff, it was kind of up and down, and I think we were a lot more emotional last year after the game, but then it's a different feeling this year because, I mean, I knew going into it, standing in the locker room was the last time I was going to wear CC across my chest, so I knew I wanted to represent well and go out on a high note, so I don't really think there's a better way.
Leslie, you kind of talked about this earlier this week, but having Cam as a role model, how big has that been for your first year of high school, and then next year when you become probably a more vocal leader, probably even score a little bit more, kind of take what she taught me and, you know, implement that on the team this season.
Having Cam as a teammate is one of the best things ever. She's just so supportive, and she's a great leader, and she's always helping me whenever I need help with something, and she just pushes us and encourages us, and I really want to be a great leader like her in the future.
Any other questions, guys? Coach, ladies, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.